word prochir, which you explaining qualification.
You're saying ruchi, R-U-C-H-I, ruchi.
Ruchir, ruchir.
Yeah, ruchi in a Shastrian sense is ruchir, R-U-C-H-I, Bhakti-Rasamrita.
Yeah, from Bhakti-Rasamrita. And you were explaining qualification of practicing Raganuga Sadhana, but may you give reference, because I cannot, I couldn't find this.
Maybe either ruchir. You know. It's in Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami is explaining about ruchi, how you spell it. R-U-C-I-R, but he's saying that, and it, I think it's where I can't remember, it's in, either it's in his Bhakti Sandarbha and his commentary on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where he's talking about Raganuga Bhakti. He says if one has a taste for these subjects. Basic question. What is the proof that ruchi is the qualifier to begin Raganuga Bhakti? What are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay. So the proof is, first of all, when it talks about the qualification, or the requisites or qualification to practice Raganuga Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti is described in the eastern division, Purva Vibhag. Purva means east. Purva Vibhag of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is the first division, chapter 2, verse 292. Verse 292, there are commentaries by Sri Jiva Goswami and Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. The verse itself says, Tat tat bhavadi madhurye shrute dir yat apekshate nata shastram te yuktam chatalobopati lakshanam. What is the proof that one has greed to practice Raganuga Bhakti? So he says here, when a person realizes, this is Jiva Goswami's, first is a translation, the appearance of greed is indicated when one's intelligence doesn't depend on the rules and scriptures and logic. And this, when after realizing to some degree the sweetness of the Brijvasi's love by hearing from scriptures. So you've heard about the Brijvasi's. This is a qualification. You know, you heard about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, for example, Madhurya Bhav, the gopis and Radha and Krishna, and Rasleela and Jalkeli and Vanvihar, all the different pastimes. And then you develop lobapati. So he says, degree that sweetness. It says, bhavadi madhurye shute, dear. Madhurya shute. When you hear that madhurya, bhavadi, it says Madhurya Shrute. Then he says, Jiva Goswami's Tika. In Jiva Goswami's Tika, he explains that one has a taste for this by hearing it. That's why it says he realizes to some degree the sweetness. You read about Radha and Krishna's pastimes, and to some degree you realize the Madhurya, the sweetness of it, and you have a desire to taste it. Ruchi means desire to taste. Desire to experience, desire to take part. That is what ruchi means. In Hindi, the word ruchi means taste. So Jiva Goswami says, when a person realizes, this is Jiva Goswami's Tika on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.292. When a person realizes the degree of sweetness of the love and leelas of the inhabitants of Braj, by hearing about scriptures like such as the Bhagavatam, then it's like that. Anyway, it just says like this. So it doesn't have the Sanskrit here, but in the Sanskrit it says, he uses the word ruchi. And also when Jiva Goswami is describing in Bhakti Sandarbha about Raganuga Bhakti himself, he says there that the qualification, one has some taste for this. Ruchi. So that's where it comes from. Any more? That's clear? You have to see the Sanskrit commentary or see Bhakti Sandarbha where it describes Raganuga Bhakti, and you'll find this word ruchi in the verses there. Ruchi or ruchite? The ending IR is in Sanskrit because it depends on the meter of the verse. So it's ruchi, R-U-C-H-I-H or I-R, ruchir or ruchi.
When you mentioned this word and this quote, you thought like it means like when you like some gulab jamuns and some sweets. This like this ruchir means that I just like this.
It's a taste. It's a mental. It's not a taste of your tongue.
Yeah, I see.
It's a mental taste. My mind feels happy. It says where he says a loba. It means your greed. Loba means in Hindi. Loba means greed. Loba upati. You hear about Radha Krishna's pastimes and something arises in you. Something arises in you. That what arises in you is a taste, an attraction, an interest. And it's defined as greed. It's like greed means intense desire in English. The word greed, G-R-E-E-D, means intense desire. Do you understand? Like, would you like some of this? No, I don't know. You want some Karela? Yeah, yes, no. Or do you want some sweet rice? Oh, yeah. So we have greed, you know, we have greed for intense desire to taste something that we really like. So you read about Radha Krishna's pastimes and hear the exchanges in Madhurya Ras, and you feel, and something rises in your heart. That's why it says utpatti. It says it doesn't depend, it's loba utpatti lakshanam. The characteristic lakshanam, of loba is utpatti. It just rises in the heart. Ut. So what it says, the appearance of greed is indicated when one realizes, the word realize means taste. Realize means I like it. I heard these kathas, or I read these kathas. I'm attracted, I'm interested, I like it. And it's risen in me, and I want more of it. That's called greed. Right? It's like someone takes some sweet. You want more? Yeah, I want more. Why? Because you like it. Well, this is a new sweet. Have you ever had this sweet? Oh, I'll give you this sweet. Glove German. Then you taste, you want more? No, I don't want. You taste something new, and so no greed comes in you. No interest, no liking, no ruchi. You taste, it's okay, you like, it's. So ruchi means, ruchi means a strong taste. Not just, okay, you taste this, you taste that, taste salty, you taste sweet. No, it's not compared to eating food. It's a mental, it's an emotional, that's why it says, tat tat bhavadi madhurya, bhavadi, madhurya bhav, when shruti, says tat tat bhavadi madhurya shruti dir yad apikshate. When, adi means beginning, when you hear the bhavas of Radha Krishna's Brijabhasis, beginning with madhurya, bhavadi madhurya, madhurya bhav, beginning with that, because that's the topmost, includes all the other tastes, all the other flavors and experiences and ecstasies and bliss of all the other relationships are all packed in madhurya. You hear it, you like it, it feels good, it tastes good, and you're attracted, you have a taste, I like it. And every time you read about, oh, this feels good, so the same thing, you eat, if you want to use your analogy of a sweet, someone introduces you to a new sweet. This is called Misti Dahi. Misti Dahi. It's a very favorite sweet of Bengalis. And it's the first time you've been to Navadvip. Oh, what is it? Oh, it's yogurt, and it's we hang it, and it gets this kind of sour sweet taste. Sweetness from the sugar, but then sour. Shrikhand. You know what Shrikhand is? You know, you hang the yogurt, and so it's not, is it yogurt? No, it's not yogurt. Is it sweet yogurt, fruit yogurt? No, it's something special. Because it hangs, you know, and gets some bacteria and whatnot in it. It gives a special flavor, the special flavor of Shrikhand. So you take that, and then something goes and arises. Oh, that's nice. And then a month later, someone says, do you want some Shrikhand? Oh, yeah. Like someone says, oh, you read about Radha Krishna. Then someone says, oh, there's a new book about Radha Krishna's pastimes. Oh, I don't care. I don't know. No, let me see. Oh, I want to see. Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah, let me tell you. How much? Because you have ruchi. You follow. It's not a big mystery, you know. You have it or you don't. So I got to have it, you know. everyone's talking about Raghunuga Bhakti, and I should follow Raghunuga Bhakti. If you don't have any rag, and rag means the same thing, it's an attachment, a greed, a desire for that, for the ragatmikas. Rag means specifically the bhakti of the ragatmikas. Kamanuga ragatmika or Sambandhanuga ragatmika. Sambandha just means the dasya bhav, dasyarati sakirati vatsalya. But the kamarup, the form of intense, loving, intimate desire, the kamarup ragatmika bhakti is only of the sakis and manjaris.